My name is Néstor Osorio. I am the permanent representative of Colombia to the United Nations. And during this year, I am the president of ECOSOC of the United Nations, the Economic and Social Council. ECOSOC is one of the pillars of the United Nations, together with the Security Council and the General Assembly. And it is the institution that works on shaping policies to obtain a better economic and social development, to improve the quality of the life of human beings. And now, after Rio Plus 20, ECOSOC has received a very substantial mandate to work together with the General Assembly in all the issues concerning a sustainable development. Given the composition of the ECOSOC, with so many committees and commissions and plans and programs, all these institutions that you have in Rome, institutions that you see in Geneva and in other capitals, report to ECOSOC. So the effort of coordination is very, very important. From a personal point of view, there is something that has motivated me very much, is that the previous 2 years, as ambassador representative of Colombia, I sat in the Security Council in dealing with all the issues concerning war, conflicts, threats to peace and security. And in all those cases, we saw how the economic and social conditions were at the heart of the origin of those conflicts. And that's the reason why the Council was created when the Charter of the United Nations was negotiated, is to have a body that will be able to develop the necessary policies to create the conditions that in the future will avoid wars to happen. So this has given me a perspective about the importance of this institution and the need to give to the institution full attention and passion and determination. In this equation, as far as food security and nutrition is concerned, the Committee on Food Security is a committee that has been established by ECOSOC and reports to ECOSOC. So we have a very important linkage in which what emerged in the committee is taken by the Economic and Social Council and is essential part of all the work that ECOSOC does in promoting and defining this agenda. Given the circumstances in which we are developing our agenda, given this crucial and unique opportunity we live after the Rio Plus 20 decisions, we have the very present obligation and commitment to define the policies of the future, to see how in the next years we are going to contribute to eradicate poverty, to eliminate hunger, to improve the conditions of life in the planet. It is about creating and recommending to governments the appropriate policies in order to be able to achieve all these objectives we are talking about. So it cannot be just an annual report of two separate entities that work apart. On the contrary, we need to work as a unique and as a unit that is gearing a process. So that's why I have insisted in having a permanent contact with the president of the committee. Coming to the committee here in Rome has been a very, very special and educational opportunity because you need to sense the essence of the work of the committee and how people are working here. So I'm very impressed about the way the committee is conducted. Ambassador Jaja of Nigeria has done a tremendous job, and we have been in permanent touch, and he has participated in many of our meetings of ECOSOC. And this is something that I will intend to continue to do.